Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The following is paid for by the Pittsburgh Technology Council. Information on the program is intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDKA does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information aired on the following program.
Broadcasting from the Huntington Bank Studios, this is Tech Vibe Radio, your front row seat to Pittsburgh's technology and innovation ecosystem. Tech Vibe Radio is powered by Chorus Call at ChorusCall.com, Compunetics at Compunetics.com, Huntington Bank at Huntington.com, My Benefit Advisor at MyBenefitAdvisor.com, PNC Bank at PNC.com, Savior at Savior.com, SDLC Partners, a Sidious Tech company at SDLCPartners.com, and Skinny Time Media at SkinnyTimeMedia.com. Here are your hosts, the Pittsburgh Technology Council's Audrey Russo and Jonathan Kirsting. Good morning, everybody. It's Jonathan Kirsting with the Pittsburgh Technology Council for another broadcast of Tech Vibe Radio this Sunday morning. And every weekend I get on the air, I get so excited because I feel like I get to be your tour guide into the coolest people and coolest companies that are making Pittsburgh's technology sector just tick. I just love it. And I've been doing it for so long and I'm never getting sick of it. I can tell you that right now. And there's one thing I got to start off with real quick. I just want everybody to know November 16th is the biggest night of technology here in Pittsburgh. It's our Pittsburgh Technology Council Tech 50 Awards, where we honor the 50 fastest growing, most innovative tech companies in the Pittsburgh area. And if you go to pghtech.org, you can learn all about it. It's our 27th year putting this thing on. And I have been to every single Tech 50. So I'm looking forward to this year. And I hope to see you at the event because it is a night to celebrate our tech companies. But on to business right now. I am so fired up because we have Smith Micro in the studio with us. We have Anoop Kaneri, who's the Vice President of Worldwide Products there. And he's not just that. He's also a bit of a serial entrepreneur here in Pittsburgh's tech sector. And I'm just excited to talk to you today, Anoop, about, A, the stuff that Smith Micro is doing, especially around its SafePath product, because there's some transformative stuff that we're going to dork out on in a minute. But I just get so excited when I talk to someone that's been part of Pittsburgh's tech sector as long as you. So I'm a little fired up. And welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, Jonathan. And thank you for having me here. And for all the listeners, I've been attending the Tech 50, and it's a fantastic show that you guys put together.
Good time.
I'm looking forward to attend
Excellent.
This year as well. Thank you for having us. And yeah, Smith Micro, we have been doing some amazing work. A lot of people don't know about the company. So let me just tell you a little bit more about it.
You're like a quiet giant back there in the North Hills. Your name's on a building out there, you know?
Yeah, we have offices in Europe and across US, but you know, we are here based, headquartered right here in Pittsburgh, right here in North Hills.
Right.
What we do is we build software for our mobile operators and wired partners, and we are the trusted innovation partner, if you will, for all these wireless operators out there. So, you know, we talk about a name, AT&T, Verizon.
Yeah, T-Mobile, all the big guys.
Vodafone,
yeah.
All of them. They're all our customers in some way, shape, or form. And we have multiple products that we serve.
Exactly.
One of our leading products, as you mentioned, SafePath, it's all centered around digital family lifestyle.
And that's where it's at right now. I mean, everyone's got a family digital plan. Like, you got kids, everyone's got a phone.
Yeah, that it's happening, and we are seeing the age at which people are getting phone or the kids are getting phone is getting lower and lower.
So you're like born with a phone in your hand now. You come out and you're like texting everyone that you've arrived, right?
Yeah. That's true. So what at a high level, SafePath focuses on how do we keep the family safe, right?
Exactly.
And that safety is online with digital safety, on-road safety, location-based safety. And then we are pushing the envelope a little bit more and, you know, getting into social media and all this other stuff, using some AI, ML, and those kind of things as well. So it's all exciting times here at Smith Micro as well.
Most definitely. Like I said, you're this like sleeping, not sleeping, you're like this little, this giant out there, a quiet giant. I think that's the word that I'm looking for out there. And with Pittsburgh being your HQ, which is fantastic. And your products, so you said people are probably using them right now, maybe not even know it because it's through their carrier that you guys work. That's why I think it's because you don't see Smith Micro like on the phone powering it. It's because you're on the AT&T network and you're using their product through there.
Yeah. Smith Micro is in business for 40 years doing these kind of stuff.
I mean, exactly.
I can pretty much say that a lot of people have used our software. They just don't know about it.
Exactly.
It may be through a dongle that you connected to your laptop at one point.
Right.
Or maybe the software or an app that you're using through your telecom provider.
Right.
It's made here right in Pittsburgh, or it's stamped here right in Pittsburgh that, you know, our employees across the world.
Absolutely.
It's exciting times for sure.
Well, here's why I think the company's got to be super excited, because I look at you, Anoop, and your history here in Pittsburgh. You've done a couple startups, sold a couple startups. You've worked some pretty cool places, but you can work anywhere you want to, but you're working for Smith Micro because there's some cool opportunity there to really innovate through these products like SafePath.
Yeah. No, I think you're absolutely right. What really excites me is the reach. Right. Through our reach.
Right.
You've seen this, right? You can build cool products. How do you reach out to your customers, right?
And we very much so.
Piggyback on the trust that we have established with our carrier partners throughout this 40 years or so, right? So we have instant reach to almost everybody in US and in Europe as well. And hopefully we expand more into other areas. So that reach just makes it that much easier for those products to get in the hands of end user very quickly.
Very cool.
And most of the products that we work are white label products. Like, we don't put our name on it, Smith Micro name on it. And so our carriers put their own branding on it, which is okay with us because
right.
that's the model we signed up for.
That's what it's but all they, about. That's how you reach all the people, man.
Yeah.
Simple as that.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Hey, in case you just tuned in, we're talking to Anoop Kaneri, who's the Vice President of Worldwide Products at Smith Micro. If you go to smithmicro.com, you can check out all the things they do, which is a lot, but we're going to start nerding out on all things SafePath. So let's kind of go through some of the details of this product, because family safety is huge, just safety in general in this day and age. And the idea that you have some technologies that all work through your phone that just keep everybody connected in the know and safe, and how you can keep growing this, to me, is just very exciting.
I'm happy to walk you through it. We have over 100 patents in this particular SafePath product ecosystem. So let's start with the location safety. So location safety evolves around, is every family member safe?
Right.
Right. Wherever they are. And in most cases, we don't even need an app on the kids' devices, because sometimes they don't want to. But you can still, because of the work that we do with our carriers and how tightly we are integrated with the carrier networks,
right.
we can say, hey, you know, this kid is in this particular proximity, right, with a fairly good accuracy.
And that's just based on the phone being turned on, right?
Yeah, just phone being turned on. It doesn't need any app,
right.
None of that. Our technology is all working behind the scenes and just making things happen for that. The other areas in which, you know, it's like we can prevent, especially from a kid's point of view, we can say, hey, you know, I don't want anybody other than my trusted contacts to be calling my son or my daughter. Right? We can make that happen. Nobody else can reach out to you. I mean, I'm sure you're all getting spam calls and things like that. Guess what?
I'm getting a call. Sorry.
Things like that can happen. So we block that at the network level, and this is something only Smith Micro can do. Nobody else can do it.
Wow.
Right? You get even, you know, big giants like Apple and Google, even they can't.
They can't do it
either, because we are integrated with the
carriers. And that's been your secret sauce.
That is our secret sauce for sure. So that goes to location. That goes to digital parenting or parental controls.
And absolutely.
So, you know, if a kid wants to go, you know, a 10-year-old wants to go to a poker website or something, I'm like, hey, you're not, you shouldn't be going there.
You're not going there,
Yeah, exactly.
We can block that at the network level.
Yeah. And what people are amazed by is, it doesn't matter what network you're on. You could be connected to Starbucks Wi-Fi or your home Wi-Fi or on a cellular network.
Doesn't matter. Because it's all based on the phone, right?
It's all based on the phone, and we control it at the network level, even on the phone side.
Wow.
So it just works across anywhere you are.
And these are technologies that are being engineered here in Pittsburgh, right?
Yes.
Oh, man. Yeah.
We do have an office in AV where, you know, some of our technology leadership sits as well. But yeah, a lot of it is Pittsburgh. It's all homegrown here, and, you know, we all should be proud of it.
I'm proud of it. That's why I think it's so cool. Whenever I'm riding out to North Park, I ride past your building. It's right there. I see it says Smith Micro, white building. It looks like it's about 10 stories tall. Very cool. And I know you white label stuff and, you know, put it behind the carriers. And that's why we do this show, so our listeners can learn that same exact thing. That's amazing. You know what? We're taking a quick break.
Okay.
But we're coming right back. We're going to talk more about Smith Micro's SafePath product and really the future of it, because the technologies are changing. As you were mentioning before, all things around machine learning and AI, you're able to make it an even better, more robust product to, at the end of the day, keep our family safe, right? That's what it comes down to. It's just safety. Yeah. And it's engineered technology right here in Pittsburgh that does it. The guy who's been like part of our startup industry forever in such a cool way. So, Anoop, I'm excited to come back and talk more.
Looking forward to it.
Absolutely. Hey, we're taking a quick break. This is Jonathan Kirsting from the Pittsburgh Technology Council. In case you missed it, Tech Council, we're 40 years old this year. We're almost as old as Smith Micro. They have us beat by like a year or something like that. So we'll see. But go to pghtech.org and learn all about us. And check out Smith Micro, smithmicro.com. Every company needs to attract and keep talented people. To do it, you need a strong company story told by those who experience it every day, your employees. So invite your talent to be your brand's voice and let Skinny Time Media capture, identify, and amplify your company's brand story. Learn more at skinnytimemedia.com. Chorus Call provides premium managed audio, video conferencing, media streaming, and collaboration tools. Don't trust your business critical communications to any other platform. Learn more at ChorusCall.com. Let Compunetics manage your business's unified voice, video, data collaboration, and conferencing needs. Compunetics delivers the right solution every time. Learn more at Compunetics.com. Broadcasting from the Huntington Bank Studios, this is Tech Vibe Radio, your front row seat to Pittsburgh's technology and innovation ecosystem. Tech Vibe is powered by Chorus Call, Compunetics, Huntington Bank, My Benefit Advisor, PNC Bank, Savior, SDLC Partners, a Sidious Tech Company, and Skinny Time Media. Here are your hosts, the Pittsburgh Technology Council's Audrey Russo and Jonathan Kirsten. Welcome back. So happy you're spending your Sunday morning right here with us on Tech Vibe Radio. I'm trying to give everybody here a front row seat to all the great stuff happening here in Pittsburgh's technology sector. And we just will never run out of stories. So there's always so much fun stuff going on. And today I'm just so enjoying my conversation with Anoop Kanary, who's the Vice President of Worldwide Products at Smith Micro. Go to smithmicro.com and there's so much on your site to go over. But today we've been talking about the SafePath product, which has me pretty intrigued. I mean, I don't have a family. I mean, I don't have like kids and stuff, but if I had kids, I'd make sure I'm on a carrier that allows me to do what the SafePath stuff does, just to know that they're safe and what's going on. Like, I don't know. There's like peace of mind built in with this stuff, Anoop. And to know that these technologies are being engineered and developed here in Pittsburgh just gets me even more excited, because I'm like, yeah, man, Pittsburgh is doing some cool work. So glad to be here with you.
Yeah. So glad to be here. Thank you.
Yeah. So let's jump back into the SafePath real quick. I mean, we started off with the fact that just through the phone itself, when you have this, you know, it's white labeled through a carrier, when it's on your phone, the fact that, like, you know, no app required in many ways, just the fact that you're at the network level, how you can keep like people from not calling you, going to certain websites, things like that, so you can really start maintaining safety and everything. Where should we start off from that?
Yeah. Just a small correction there. Yeah. Like, there is an app also for carriers, which just exponentially enhances the capability.
Gotcha.
Like things like real-time tracking and those kind of things that are just not possible at the network level. For that, you need apps and things like that. Like granular fidelity of control is what app brings to our carrier partners.
Okay.
Taking taking what we already have, like, and you gave a good example about yourself, is like, what we are now thinking is, how do we look into this expanded family, right?
Right.
How do we keep, like, when the kids outgrow digital parenting or parental controls, they get into driving.
Right.
So we are looking, or we have already built a product that, you know, we beat Apple, like, by years.
But I like it when you say that. We beat Apple by years. That's so cool.
Yeah, I mean, we try to keep the kids safe, or the teenagers who are driving, and even adults and grown-ups safe when they are on the road. So we can detect, right, based on your phone behavior, we can detect how fast you're driving, how much over the speed limit you are, how many times you're using the phones, hard turns, hard brakes, and many other things. We use, like, 20 plus sensor data
wow.
to collect and augment this. And the best thing out of this is we provide all this information in a nice graphical way. So you don't need to understand all of that.
Yeah, it's just going to show
you.
You'll
see a score. You're going to see a score like, hey, your driving career was 80, right? And so you can see benchmark, how you're doing better, what parameters are impacting those scores.
Exactly.
Things like that. And let the family members also have that peace of mind that, you know what, it's safe. And to top it all off, it comes with built-in crash detection as well,
which works
across all devices.
Nice.
Old iPhone, new iPhone,
whatever
old Android,
is.
Whatever it is. Use our app.
It just uses the sensors in the phone to know that there
Absolutely.
Was an
accident. Absolutely. Yeah. And then, hey, you know, and then we are taking that even further with some of these newer things that we are augmenting to
okay.
even drive. Now, I know there is this era of AI and machine learning, and we have been tweaking around with some of those things as well. So there's a lot of content that gets generated on social media.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So, and these are like user-generated data. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, I gave the example of poker.com. That's
right.
like predefined data, right?
Right.
Curated, nightly, we can analyze it. These are user-generated data. So if somebody creates a data element about something bad and puts it on TikTok,
right?
How do you prevent the kid to seeing that? Right. And that's the challenge we have been looking into. Like
yeah.
social media user generated data.
Okay.
How do we keep kids safe? And I think we have a very good, we are calling it social media intelligence.
Ah.
And we're going to monitor and make sure that using this, which it's going to be select platforms, the most used platforms.
Of course.
Facebook,
yeah. You got to go to the big ones.
And, yeah. Exactly.
Right.
TikTok and those kind of things and Discord. So we're going to monitor those and make sure that the kid is not seeing or, you know, getting cyber bullied or things like that.
For
and
sure.
Keeping the kids safe online
wow.
on the social media platforms.
So this is something
well.
That Smith Micro is working on right now. It's in
yeah,
development.
Yeah. So
as we
plan to launch it next year.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
So yeah. So the engineers are
yeah.
up there
yeah.
doing their thing. Okay. I was like showing how you could like twist a dial somehow. I don't know how they build apps, but I don't think there's any dials to be twisted.
it's a really hard problem to solve and how to
I was going
to
say,
like,
oh my goodness.
You don't know what somebody else is going to post. Is it going to be a word? Is it going to be an image? Is it going
right.
to be a bad video? You need to be aware of all the things and aware about the context of things. And what we are really encouraged is even the government, like California and Utah, are already far ahead implementing some of this.
Okay.
But even they are taking some of these proactive measures. And like, I don't know if you know this, you can't be on TikTok if you're under 13. You
really?
Know that? Yeah, but
no.
nobody prevents that.
Right.
So... but that's there. Anyway, so we're seeing a lot more push from the European governments also.
I was going to say, especially from, yeah, because,
yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
they're definitely way more stringent than we are. You look at, like, their GDPR stuff compared to what we do, and
yeah.
they're, like, they're eons ahead of us as far as privacy and safety and so
yeah.
forth.
They take it very seriously. Let's just say they follow the
yeah.
lead there.
They don't mess around, and they set
yeah.
the standards that all of us have to end up following at some point or another,
okay.
which is really good as
right.
far as I'm concerned.
Right.
I'm just – my mind's blown that, like, this is something that you guys are working on. You're going to be launching it next year. And, I mean, obviously, with all of the machine learning and AI, and especially around generative AI and things like that, like, that are happening right now, it just seems like, my goodness, man, we're going to be probably laughing at, like, in a couple of years from now about what we're talking about now because it's going to be so much more sophisticated based
yeah.
on data gathering and it being able to detect trends and things like that. So,
yeah. No, you're absolutely right. And in addition to those, there's one area that's more nearer and dearer to my
okay.
mind, as,
yeah.
which is in healthcare.
Okay.
So we are acutely focused on aging in place.
Oh,
and how
what an important topic, man.
Yeah.
Totally.
It is. And I think this is, you know, Pittsburgh is a perfect testbed for that. And how do we keep the elderly population safe in their homes. Like, not everybody can afford an assisted living facility and things like that. So how do we keep them safe and keep the peace of mind of the kids? In this case, they are the caregivers, if you will,
The
aging parents,
right,
and make sure they're happy. And those could be very small things as, you know, they're not browsing to a wrong banking website. And unfortunately, this is also the age group that's the most scammed. They are most, cyber attacked and things like that and targeted for that. So we're trying to build tools and our technology to keep the elderly population age gracefully in their own homes.
That's what it's all about. Man, you guys are working on so many levels here. You got to be like so fired up to go into work every day knowing that these are the problems that you're leading up to solve.
Yeah. That's one of the best parts of my job is to stay in the 6 months ahead, 1 year ahead,
exactly,
2 years ahead of the future.
That's so cool.
I really enjoy it.
I'm so glad you're doing what you're doing there. I mean, it just sounds like an amazing opportunity for you. You said you've been there about 4 years now?
Yeah, 4.5. Yeah.
Very cool. I just think people need to go to Smith Micro and check it out and keep your eye on what's going on with SafePath.
I would like to say one more thing.
Sure.
You know, there's always that one more thing.
Absolutely.
In addition to what we are looking into, these other areas that I mentioned, this IoT is also an area of high interest.
Okay.
And we are seeing, like, COVID kind of put we were already big in the IoT space. We were doing those trackers and things like that before Apple Tile was there things like that. But kids' watches, elderly watches is also an area that we are investing in.
Interesting.
How we can use that paired up with the phone and keep – because those are becoming the primary devices nowadays.
Exactly. Oh, it's so fascinating, man. You get to have way too much fun connecting all these things together and making very powerful solutions. Very cool. SmithMicro.com, that's your website. Open door policy. Anytime you want to come back, Anoop, you're welcome here on Tech Vibe Radio. You pass the test.
Jonathan, it was a pleasure to talk to you. I really enjoyed the conversation with you, and I'm looking forward to see you at the Tech 50 Awards.
Absolutely. We'll definitely be there. I look forward to connecting with you. Everyone, it's Jonathan Kirsting with the Pittsburgh Technology Council. I have way too much fun having these conversations each and every Sunday. Hey, in case you ever miss an episode or just want to kind of nerd out, we have like over 1,000 episodes. Just go to search Tech Vibe on your favorite platform. You can download us there. And once again, pghtech.org. Thanks for listening to Tech Vibe Radio, coming at you from the Huntington Bank Studios. Tech Vibe is powered by Chorus Call, Compunetics, Huntington Bank, My Benefit Advisor, PNC Bank, Savier, SDLC Partners, a Sidious Tech company, and Skinny Time Media. Tune back in next Sunday for a front row seat of Pittsburgh's fast-growing technology ecosystem.
The preceding was paid for by the Pittsburgh Technology Council. Information on the program was intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience.